Guys, one of the biggest, or at least one of the most powerful breakthroughs in modern medicine just happened. I don't know if you've had a chance to tune in and celebrate this huge step forward for so many. As such, I really wanted to dedicate this Victory in Mind episode to this announcement concerning a malaria vaccine. Just what exactly is a big deal? Let's start by considering this simple fact. About half the world's population is at risk of malaria. Half of how many billion people? Yeah, people. Let's keep informed. Welcome to the show.
Are you concerned about your future, the state of the world, and how to best navigate the options or lack thereof that life's throwing your way? Well, welcome to Victory in Mind, the podcast that focuses on practical strategies and solutions in living out our creative potential. Together, our tribe will motivate, activate, educate, engage, challenge, and inspire us all towards our creative potential. You have a future. You have a hope. So don't give up.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Victory in Mind podcast, your guide to living each day with purpose. I'm your host, Wesheke Wamba. So on October 6th, 2021, something big was announced. Truthfully, most of us might have lives so far removed from the details of the announcement for it to make a big impact on our lives. Kinda like what happened on March 6th, 1953. Do you remember? Chances are, most of us don't. But on that date, Dr. Jonas Salk, an American medical researcher, stated he had successfully tested a vaccine against poliomyelitis, the virus that causes polio. He created the first safe polio vaccine. Now, fast forward to today, where polio, which once caused millions of deaths and paralyzed countless others, is now 99% of the way to being eradicated globally. Consider just as recently as 1988, polio paralyzed an estimated 350,000 people. But as of 2020, there are reported 140 cases of wild poliovirus occurring in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Might this be a similar story for malaria in the not-too-distant future, where we go from so many being killed by this disease to almost full eradication globally? Today's episode of Victory in Mind podcast is a more informative one, educational in nature. I'm dedicating it to shedding some light on the announcement made by the World Health Organization, that's WHO, on October 6th, where for the first time, guys, they recommended a malaria vaccine for those children at risk. What's the big deal with this vaccine? Why should you or I pay attention to the announcement? That humanity thing comes into play. Living with victory in mind encompasses our celebration of positive gains made that could potentially impact us and those around us for generations to come. It's so important. Life is so important. And this sounds like an opportunity where we're preserving and protecting life. So, what exactly was the announcement made? Well, WHO is now recommending widespread use of the malaria vaccine among children in sub-Saharan Africa and in other regions with moderate to high Plasmodium falciparum malaria transmission. The recommendation is based on results from an ongoing pilot program in Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi, which has reached more than 800,000 children since 2019. So guys, this one strikes close to home. See, I grew up in Kenya, one of the countries where this vaccine program is currently in effect. Though Nairobi, the city I grew up in, is located on higher altitude or in higher altitude and with cooler temperatures than the other areas of the country where malaria was considered to be an endemic disease, one could not but help know and fear getting a bout of malaria. In fact, do you remember as a kid going to your parents with all pretend ailments to maybe not go to school or to maybe sit out some chore, etc. And they would like literally call your bluff in a heartbeat. Well, I remember one time, just once, kind of going to them feeling sick, but you know, not bad, bad, horrible, horrible sick, but just off. And then to my surprise, my parents jumped into action, galvanized. I actually saw fear and concern in my parents' eyes as the circumstances surrounding my not feeling well, I guess, pointed to malaria. So my parents rushed me to hospital for testing, and thankfully, it was not malaria, just a bad, bad homa, or a really bad cold. And then there were those theories and rumors or facts or whatever it is you hear and believe as you grow up regarding mosquitoes and malaria. You know, like the one that suggested, depending on how a mosquito was perched on a wall, whether it was parallel to the wall or at an angle, determined if it was the one or the kind that spread malaria or didn't. How about the one that said, if a mosquito made noise when it was coming in for a feast in the dark, coming in to bite you, was it noisy? Because if it was noisy, then it was a good thing. But if you didn't hear the mosquito, so it came in stealth or in silence, then there was a higher risk of being the bad kind of mosquito, the one that had the potential to transmit malaria. Now, stop and consider that for a second. How can you learn to hear that kind of silence? Oh, the terror. Man, this disease, it is a real thing. Okay, let me give you guys a brief history of malaria. So the word malaria actually derives from the Italian word for bad air, the malaria associated with marshes and swamps. It is believed that mosquitoes carrying this deadly malaria parasite have been around for a long, long minute, with the disease appearing in documented reports as early as 2700 BC. But it was actually not until 1897 that Sir Ronald Ross, a British physician, discovered that mosquitoes were the vectors that transmitted the disease and that only the female Anopheles mosquito transmitted the parasite. Males actually don't feed on blood. So Sir Ronald Ross actually got a Nobel Peace Prize in 1902 for his work on malaria. Why does this one disease, malaria, cause such a state of fear, of terror in us? What is malaria? What actually causes malaria? Well, malaria is a life-threatening disease caused by Plasmodium parasites. The parasites spread to people through the bites of infected female Anopheles mosquitoes called malaria vectors. There are 5 parasite species that cause malaria in humans, and 2 of these species, that's the P. falciparum and P. vivax, those 2, they pose the greatest threat. So the first symptoms, fever, headache, and chills, they're like generalized symptoms for a whole bunch of diseases, right? In fact, they may be mild and difficult to recognize as malaria, but if not treated within 24 hours, Plasmodium falciparum malaria can progress to severe illness, often leading to death. So while malaria is actually preventable and curable, it has caused devastation in so many regions of our world and for so, so long. Some of the stats on Plasmodium falciparum. The bad news is that the more potentially life-threatening P. falciparum or Plasmodium falciparum is far too common. In fact, malaria is ranked as the 6th leading cause of death in low-income countries. In 2018, this P. falciparum accounted for 99.7% of estimated malaria cases in the WHO African region, 50% of cases in the WHO Southeast Asia region, 71% of cases in the Eastern Mediterranean, and 65% in the Western Pacific. P. vivax is the predominant parasite in the WHO region of the Americas, and that represents about 75% of malaria cases there. So, who exactly is at risk? malaria remains a primary cause of childhood illness and death in sub-Saharan Africa. For example, the disease is a leading killer of children younger than 5 years in Kenya. In areas with high malaria transmission, young children and pregnant women and vulnerable populations are particularly vulnerable to malaria infection and death. So, why does malaria remain a problem? Well, for one thing, while they've been treating it for such a long time, decades and decades, there is the emergence of resistance to those frontline drugs and insecticides that have been used to treat the disease. This is a major, major concern. Also, numbers unfortunately just don't lie. Consider this. In 2019, there were an estimated 229 million cases of malaria worldwide. The estimated number of global malaria deaths stood at 409,000 in 2019. Children under 5 years? They are the most vulnerable group affected by malaria. In 2019, they accounted for 67% of all malaria deaths worldwide. That's 274,000 children who died from malaria in 2019 alone. So that means that malaria claims the life of one child every 2 minutes. The WHO Africa region carries a disproportionately high share of the global malaria burden. That means that 94% of all deaths globally from malaria in 2019 were located in sub-Saharan Africa. So when we think of all these really serious numbers, why the big deal then with this malaria vaccine? Now, the name of the vaccine is RTS/AS01, in parentheses, RTS, S, is the first and to date the only vaccine to show that it can significantly reduce malaria and life-threatening severe malaria in young African children. It acts against P. falciparum, the most deadly malaria parasite globally and the most prevalent in Africa. Among children who received 4 doses in large-scale clinical trials, the vaccine prevented approximately 4 in 10 cases of malaria over a 4-year period. When added to current recommended malaria control tools, the RTS-S malaria vaccine can reduce episodes of malaria in children by 40%. And reduce life-threatening severe malaria by around 30%. That means they're children who are going to get an opportunity to live past 5 years old or to live and grow and be all that they were created to be. That is so, so exciting. So, in today's environment, the question that begs to be asked is this vaccine legit? Well, the RTS-S malaria vaccine is the result of 30 years of research and development. RTS-S is the first malaria vaccine that has completed the clinical development process and received a positive scientific opinion from the European Medicines Agency, the EMA, a stringent regulatory authority. It is the first malaria vaccine to be introduced by 3 ministries of health through their childhood immunization programs. More than 800,000 children in Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi have actually been vaccinated and are benefiting from the added protection provided by the vaccine as part of a pilot program. So, what's the way forward with this malaria vaccine? Currently, the WHO recommends widespread use of the malaria vaccine among children in sub-Saharan Africa and in other regions with moderate to high P. falciparum malaria transmission. Sometimes, it's hard to grasp how devastating a parasite one can't even see with the naked eye is to individuals, to households, the community at large. Now, I'm not here as a vax or anti-vax person. I just want to share the facts, knowing how devastating malaria has been and continues to be. There is still so much to do but I'm thankful that after 30 years of research, we have a huge breakthrough in the global fight against malaria. May this announcement follow the path that the announcement, action, and implementation of the polio vaccine did way back in 1953 to benefit the entire global community, us who are living today. That together, we can overcome a parasite that has negatively impacted the lives of so many for so long. May this be the legacy of the malaria vaccine program. Guys, that wraps it up for today's episode. I really appreciate the time that you've taken to spend with me today. Thank you for listening to Victory in Mind podcast. I'm your host, Washeke Wamba. Now, I'd really appreciate it if you would purpose to share this important episode with your social networks. Please share it. Let people listen and get educated to what's going on around the world and why this malaria vaccine is such a big deal. They're children who are going to live to see a tomorrow based on chances that they didn't have just a few years ago. So let's celebrate positive breakthroughs together. Now, please be sure to take a minute to subscribe to the show so that you never miss an episode to get your own personal motivation, activation, encouragement, and inspiration as you live and walk with Victory in Mind. You can subscribe and find out so much more information at our website, www.tatasheke.com. That's www.tatasheke.com. And while you're there, if you loved today's episode, go ahead and share it with a friend. I would really, really appreciate this. Because as you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we can become discoverable to more listeners. We're looking for people to live out their full creative potential. Come, join the tribe. Remember, you have a hope. You have a future.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, Victory in Mind. You can find this and other episodes of the podcast on Spotify, Podbean, Apple, or a host of other platforms. Or you can listen anytime at victoryinmind.com. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show as your ratings and reviews really help make the show discoverable to other listeners so they too can receive the same motivation and encouragement towards living out their creative potential. So be encouraged. You have a future. You have a hope. Until next time, thanks for listening.